My mind fails me. I...
Grove, do you use that?
Well, you use, I guess it's because we're from a little town that has what we know as a section called Pecan Grove.
Oh, uh-huh.
But we might, yes, they grow, even use it as a place that didn't have very large trees, but mm-hmm. a lot of bushes mm-hmm. and things mm-hmm. growing.
What are common kinds of trees in your locality?
Oak and pine. I believe of course pecan trees, but you mean just trees, I'm sure. I'm afraid there again, I don't know too much about them.
I'm the same way on trees. Do you have a tall shade tree with white limbs and white scaly bark, and it has little knobs that I understand make a mess when they fall?
Sweet gum tree.
I don't,
that's not what you mean.
I don't
though.
Think it's the same.
No.
It's the kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed to see Jesus in the Bible.
Well, as well as I know that story, I don't...
Some people learn a song about it in Sunday school. I never did. I knew the story, but never learned the song.
Sycamore tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have those in
your school? I don't believe so. We might, but yeah. I'm not... Right around where I live.
I don't even know what they look like. Then what did George Washington cut down?
A cherry tree.
And what do you call the shrub that's leaves, the leaves off which turn bright red in the fall, and it has red berries, and it's poisonous to some people? It grows along the roadside. I don't know what this looks like either.
The leaves turn red, mm-hmm. and it has red berries.
Yeah. And let's see. Used by old people in tanning leather, but nobody seems to know that.
No, I don't.
All right. Would sumac or sumake or shoemake or anything like that?
Sumac, bushes, you'd say, more than a tree, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what are the kinds of bushes or vines that make your skin break out?
Well, fig trees make me break out, but that's just the leaves of them, mainly when you try to pick figs.
Well, what's that kind of vine that everybody complains about?
Kudzu.
No, that's not the one. It doesn't make you break out, does it?
Not that I know
It just takes over mm-hmm. the world.
It does.
No, poison something?
Poison ivy.
Okay.
Yes, we had it all in our front yard.
Ooh. Were you allergic to it?
No, I was when I was younger. I had several bad cases of it, but evidently I outgrew it.
I always thought that any time you got it, then it got worse every time you had it.
Well, that is true, but I have had it, as I say, terribly
uh-huh.
when I was younger.
Huh.
But I could walk all over the front yard. Moth and Roy is poisoned. I was, and it didn't come back very badly this year. They poisoned it last year. And this year, the boy who mowed for me, not this year either, but last year, the boy who mowed for me just mowed it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one way of getting rid of it. let's see. What are some berries in your area?
Blackberries and dewberries and blueberries.
All right. These, then, you may not grow, but what is the red berry that is used in shortcake?
Strawberries.
And
I should have said that.
What's another red berry?
Raspberry.
Yeah, that's it. And then berries that might not be good to eat, you might say to your companion, you better not eat that, it might be
poisonous.
And are you familiar with a kind of bush, I think it grows in the mountains, that has clusters of pink and white flowers?
Dogwood.